The CDC has confirmed that enterovirus D68 has arrived in Washington state. D68 is a rare respiratory virus that was first seen in the 1960s. There have been isolated outbreaks since then, but none like the outbreak making its way around the country in the past few months. Dr. Danielle Zaire is head of pediatric infectious diseases at Children's Hospital in Seattle. She says the virus may be spreading more quickly because kids are back in school, and that it doesn't look that different from other respiratory illnesses.
It oftentimes will cause a cold or mild illness in most people, but that in people who have underlying respiratory disease or asthma, that it can cause more severe illness. And sometimes even in people without pre-existing illness, respiratory viruses can cause more severe illness. So parents just need to be on the lookout for difficulty breathing in their child, or if their child has asthma, an asthma attack that isn't responding to medications like it normally would.
At what point should a parent take their child to the hospital?
Parents should take their child to the hospital right away if they have difficulty breathing. If the illness is more mild but they have questions, it would be best for them to talk with their primary care provider first.
Dr. Zaire, you are at Seattle Children's Hospital. How long does Children's expect to be dealing with D68?
It's hard to say. We just have to take one day or one week at a time. Other sites across the country have dealt with surges in patient volume, so increases in the number of patients being seen with acute respiratory illness due to this virus for a period of 4 to 6 weeks. We are still relatively early in this course, and we haven't seen the same type of very large numbers that some other sites have had. But again, it's early, and we may still see increases in our numbers.
I'm talking with Dr. Danielle Zaire. She's the head of pediatric infectious diseases at Children's Hospital in Seattle. And we're talking about enterovirus D68. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed that enterovirus D68 has arrived in Washington state. So, Dr. Zaire, is there any way to prevent D68?
Yes, you can take measures to prevent D68 just as you would prevent transmission of other respiratory viruses. So it's very important to clean hands frequently, washing with warm water and soap, and being careful not to touch your eyes, nose, or mouth with unclean hands, making sure frequently touched surfaces or toys are cleaned frequently. The real take-home message for us is that D68 isn't necessarily all that different from other respiratory viruses. For instance, influenza is a virus that comes around every year, and it impacts many, many children and adults. So this is, maybe should have us thinking that it's time to get our influenza vaccine now before we have widespread influenza in the community.
In what way is D68 different from the flu?
Well, with enterovirus D68, we do not have a vaccine. With influenza, we do have a vaccine. So this is a great time for people to be thinking about getting their influenza vaccine.
You were talking about coughing into your hands, not touching your face or your nose with unclean hands, making sure that surfaces are clean. That kind of management can be really tough, particularly with small children. Do you have any suggestions for how to manage that?
It's a really good point, and I think parents and schools just need to start early with children, as early as they can, teaching the importance of hand washing and helping children learn how to clean their hands effectively. Doing things like singing the ABCs while cleaning hands can help with the effectiveness of the procedure for little kids, because it'll get them to do it longer than they might normally have chosen to wash their hands in the first place.
I'm sorry, and I want to interrupt for clarity's sake. When you say sing the ABCs as you're washing hands, the goal there is to wash your hands the entire length of the song, correct?
That's correct. And if you have a fast singer, you might want to sing the song twice.
Well, Dr. Zaire, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
Dr. Danielle Zaire is the head of pediatric infectious diseases at Children's Hospital in Seattle.